Atticus Fantasticus, The Map of Half Maps, written by Andrew Daddo and read by Stig Weems, with original music by Paul Smith. Atticus Fantasticus sank deep into his hammock chair as the rhythmic creak and groan of the Grand Nan rocked him somewhere near sleep. The sun was up, the wind was down, and things were pretty near perfect. How good is piratin', the ship seemed to sing. It was the ropes and sails pulling against the timbers of his very own ship. How good is piratin', whispered Atticus. Gulls squawked as they wheeled in the sky, and there was the occasional piggish grunt coming from somewhere. Atticus liked the idea it was a flying pig, but guessed it was a puffin looking for love.
Ship ahoy, Captain! Ship ahoy!
Two times belted it out from the crow's nest.
Tell me that's not the Galleon Pegasus, Captain! Please tell me that's not the Pegasus!
Atticus spun the hammock chair around and searched for two times. It was hard to see him in the crow's nest with the sun where it was. He looked a bit like an angel with a really long, straight nose.
At ease, two times. Now, what's got your knickers in a knot? Don't wear knickers, Captain. Definitely do not wear knickers,
he yelled back.
He does,
said Fishface, fully pouting but still not able to hide the smile. Atticus rolled his eyes. It wouldn't matter to me if he did wear knickers, Fishface. And I wasn't saying Two Times does wear knickers. Two Times pulled his face out of the spyglass and rolled his eyes.
But I absolutely don't wear knickers, Captain. I don't.
I wear knickers.
Muscles poked her head up from down below, her frown like a scar across her forehead. Anyone got a problem with that?
No,
came the chorus from all over the ship.
Up ahead, Captain, up ahead!
Two Times sounded very uptight.
It surely looks like a ship, but what kind of ship is that?
Atticus squinted in the general direction Two Times was pointing, but couldn't see much of anything. They were on a rolling ocean, and he didn't have the extra height or benefit of the spyglass to see further into the distance. As far as he could tell, there wasn't much on the sea at all.
Ship ahoy, Captain! Ship ahoy!
Two Times squealed.
It's most definitely a ship, only it looks meaner than Pegasus. Much meaner.
Atticus wasn't sure that was possible. Pegasus was a brute, worse than mean. He was out of his chair and heading forward when First Mate sang out,
I see it, Captain!
She called from halfway up the mast, using her legs to hang on while her hands tuned the focus of her spyglass.
He's right, Captain. It's nothing like Pegasus. If I's not mistaken, that there is a...
She lowered her spyglass, took a breath, then put it back to her eye.
Oh, my goodness, Captain. That there is a devil ship.